Well, the wait is over for high school football all over the area. Boonville, no exception. The Pioneers get going for week one of the 2024 season this Friday, 7:30. Very much looking forward to seeing what Boonville does against Paoli. We're going to talk about that and so much more with the head coach, Darren Ward, on this first edition of the 2024 Boonville Football Weekly Coaches Show. And it's all brought to you by Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance with Mike Carey, agent at the helm, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and a World Trophies. With that, without further ado, Darren Ward waiting on deck on the other side of this break right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, opens 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Boonville Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. The head coach, Darren Ward, is here on WREF. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Brad. How are you doing?
All good. Really appreciate your time and just really appreciate the fact that football season is back. How does that feel coming out of my mouth into your ears, the fact that it's finally here and the wait is over?
Oh, I mean, it's always something that kind of kicks off the school year, and I think every school and every program kind of looks forward to the start of football season and that opening night of football.
No, absolutely. And for you guys, being 5-5 last year and even 500 in conference, there was a lot of good that came out of last year. I'd imagine some things that you guys tried to address in the offseason. If you can kind of take us behind the scenes and tell us what the offseason looked like transitioning from 2023 into 2024, that'd be great.
Well, I mean, number one, we graduated 22 seniors, I believe, off last year's team.
Wow.
And, you know, a handful of guys that were really good football players, but most importantly, we had a bunch of guys that were program players that had kind of come up through our program through the youth ranks and junior high football and through our high school program that, you know, day in and day out, we're at practice and played against some really good guys over the years and stuff. So it was a veteran kind of group that knew how to work hard, and it's going to be a group that's going to be missed. You know, our off season here, and number one, we always encourage our guys to play multiple sports. We want kids to wrestle in the winter and play basketball and stuff, or swim. And then as we get into the spring, we want track kids and baseball kids. So we typically cycle guys in and out of the weight room in the off season stuff as they go from sport to sport or out of season and in season. But, you know, as we got to our summer, you know, we kind of revamped and revitalized a little bit of the stuff that we did in previous summers to try to be more efficient. And, you know, we share guys with the basketball program, and then we got guys that play travel baseball. So we're always trying to work with those kids. So, you know, we combined some things, some lifting sessions in our football sessions this summer to kind of reduce our days that we were together to about 2 to 3 days a week versus trying to do something 4 and 5 days a week. So we felt like that was good for our kids, and it was helped them kind of stay fresh throughout the summer. You know, we typically do a scrimmage in June with a couple schools. We had an annual scrimmage with Castle and Evansville Memorial in late June. Yep. And then we usually do something with Evansville Modern Day in July. So that's kind of how our summer was, and, you know, kind of got us into here in early August.
Talking with the head coach of Boonville football, Darren Ward, on the Pioneers Weekly Show. I'm Brad Klein here on WREF. Now, Coach, you mentioned it, the idea of graduating a lot of talent from last year, graduating your leading receiver and your leading rusher and your leading tackler. In fact, your three leading tacklers and, of course, a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. So when you, as a coach and your staff, crunch the numbers, sit down, and assemble what 2024 is going to look like, how do you go about trying to patch those holes and address those absences ahead of 2024?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. We'll probably be working on all season long. I mean, that's the one thing when you do graduate a group like that. I mean, it creates an open competition amongst, you know, your returning players and guys that are coming kind of new into your program. So we're a little unique this year. I've got a small senior class. Under 10, I got a small junior class of under 10. I've never had that before anywhere. My lowest numbers I've ever had as a head coach as a senior class is like is 12 or 13. So we're going to ask those juniors and seniors to step up and be leaders, but also we're going to have some sophomores that are going to have to mature in a hurry and step up and be ready to play some varsity football. And when it's all said and done, we're always going to try to get our best 11 players on the field. Depending on, you know, whether it's a special team or offense or defense. So we'll have some multiple two-way players this year. But, you know, we've got competition every day in practice. You know, it's just something where, you know, if you're in our program right now and you're a sophomore, junior, or senior, you should feel like you've got a good opportunity to get on the field if you'll come out and work hard day in and day out and produce.
So a lot of turnover from last year for Boonville football. We're talking about it with the head coach, Darren Ward, on the Boonville Football Weekly Show here on WREF. The question is, who are going to be those guys that we're talking about throughout this season to patch those holes? Well, we're going to answer that question on the other side right here on WREF. 97.7 FM, the ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, opens 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State Preferred Award Destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award-winning trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
And we're back on the Boonville Football Show here on WREF, getting ready for week one against Paoli with the head coach Darren Ward. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. Now, we'll talk about week one in a moment, but coach, I'm more interested right now in who's going to be really playing in those significant roles in week one and also week two, three, four, five, and everything after that, because we mentioned it before this last break. A lot of turnover from last year, a 5-5 season, but you guys lost your leading rusher, your leading receiver, your leading tackler, so trying to patch those holes. And, you know, it was interesting to hear about your process, but heck, let's name some names. Who do you think we're going to be talking about throughout this season that maybe we haven't talked too much about in previous years?
Well, number one, we return our quarterback, and,
yep,
and Grant Davis will be a junior for us. And, you know, he took over the helm last year as a sophomore and kind of grew with the position, and I thought did a really, really good job, and just a tough, hard-nosed kid that's a three-sport athlete. I think also returning on the offensive side is a junior tight end, Tyler Klainer, a big 6'4", 225-pound rangy kid that runs really well. Good football player for us last year. He'll also be an important role for us defensively, a defensive end or outside linebacker. Tyler Reinhardt, senior, started last year as an outside linebacker for us. Really good multi-sport athlete, really excels on the baseball field, kind of where he makes his name at. But he'll be an integral part of our offense this year as a slot receiver. He'll get touches in the throw game, and we'll hand it to him at times. But he'll kind of anchor our back end of our defense there. You know, inside from a lineman standpoint, we do return senior offensive lineman Brooks Eigner that started. This will be his third year as a starter on the offensive line. He'll flip over to the defensive side as well and provide some depth for us on that defensive line. Senior Tanner Garrett, linebacker, played most of the year last year at linebacker, but really subbed in for 4 or 5 weeks as a starter with some injuries and stuff. Really smart kid, just a good football kid. He'll help us out a little bit on offense too as another type of tight end type kid. You know, we really like our skill players on both sides of the ball. We've got athletic kids with good speed. Jordan Paul advanced to the 110 high hurdles last year in the state track meet. Will be a receiver, defensive back for us. Nolan McKinney, sophomore, another good multi-sport athlete that'll be skilled at wideout and on the defensive side. But a lot of our stuff at defensive line will be by committee. We like playing a lot of guys on the defensive line, 6-7 guys.
Sure.
You know, sophomore Dakota Hall, senior to be Dakota Bullock, big strong lineman there. Axton Hudson started a little bit last year on the offensive line at center and guard. He'll start at center this year and then flip over and provide some depth at the defensive line as well. And then senior Cohen Durst at linebacker played a little bit more offensively as a sniffer back, fullback for us, but he's going to move down on the line of scrimmage as an offensive lineman guard for us and then probably most likely start a linebacker.
And that's all really exciting stuff, because that's the beauty of high school football. When someone leaves and they leave a void in the roster and in production, someone's going to step up and fill that role. And you can tell that there are so many guys who had some experience from last year who are hungry to do just that. Again, we're talking with Darren Ward, the head coach, Boonville Football, on the Boonville Football Weekly Show. Now, coach, yeah, there's some turnover, but you mentioned it off the top. Grant Davis coming back, and now he's an upperclassman. And I feel like that's when most high school players cross that threshold. Difference between a sophomore and a junior is pretty vast. So for Grant coming back as the signal caller, what is going to be the main difference between 2023 Grant Davis and 2024 Grant Davis?
Number one, I think it's confidence. I mean, he's matured and just confident now in the position. And he's had a lot of reps through the summer and early part. I mean, he really didn't get many reps last year until about August 1st. We were working a couple of guys ahead of him last year going into the season and just finally felt like, you know, he was going to put us in a better position to have success. So I think he's confident. I think he's got a better grasp of our throw game system. He's shown last year that he's a tough kid, that he can run with the football, so he's got that added dimension with us. And then just his leadership. I mean, guys look to him for answers. They look to him to lead, and they look for him for confidence and stuff, and he'll definitely have a lot of that this year.
Those are the names you're going to be hearing all season long, and the season begins this Friday, 7:30 against Paoli. That's the head coach, Darren Ward, on the Boonville Football Show. We'll take a step aside, wrapping up shop with Coach Ward and previewing Week 1 right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State Preferred Award Destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
The Case IH Farmall 100A Series Tractors comes equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower in Poseyville to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Poseyville today. Putting a bow on the first of many Boonville weekly football shows with the head coach, Darren Ward. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. Coach, 7:30 Friday night. You guys have a hot date. Boonville against Paoli. That's how you opened up last season as well. Last season began 1-0, so what has to happen in 2024 to start 1-0?
Well, number one, Paoli's a good football team. We've played them now. This will be the fourth time we've played them. We missed a few years back with COVID 1 year, but number one, the trip up there, it's an hour and 50-minute bus ride probably to get to Paoli, so just kind of managing that trip and kind of prepping our guys for that that bus ride up there. But, you know, they're always a physical football team. They're a veteran team this year. I think they returned 20 starters. I mean, they graduated their running back from last year, a Romlinger kid that was a 2,200-yard rusher, 2,400 yards the year before. So, you know, they're a flexbone kind of triple option type offensive team that they do what they do really well, and they want to chew up the clock and they want to chew up yardage and maintain the football. Defensively, they're a physical football team that likes to get after the run game and the quarterback. So, you know, we'll have to kind of manage and figure out ways to get off the field from a defensive standpoint against their offense, and then we'll have to convert offensively against them and try to hit some big plays. I mean, that's, I think one thing that we will have, I think from an athletic standpoint, we'll have a little bit more team speed than them, especially in our skill spots. So we'll have to take advantage of that.
How much stock do you put into the film from last year's game, the first game of the season when you guys got that win? Just because on the one hand, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty similar roster this year to the one that you saw last year. On the other hand, that tape, it's 12 months old.
Well, I think from a program standpoint, things that they want to do, and this is how they've been since we played them. I mean, from an offensive standpoint, we kind of got an idea of what they want to do. And they honestly, they've been like this for 15 years or so. I played them years ago when I was over at Corden, so I've got a little bit of a history with them. Mm-hmm. Defensively, same type of thing. They've always been kind of that 3-4 cover 2 look team that will walk down to a 5-man front. So, you know, and it's a staple of what they do. It's something they believe in. They run their stuff very well. So, you know, that's what you can kind of put into the film from last year is the base stuff that they do. But from a personnel standpoint, it's going to look like the same guys, but They're a year older, they're a year stronger, they're a year faster. You know, there's a difference between 16-year-olds and 17, 18-year-old guys from a mature standpoint. So it's something that, you know, we take some stuff from the film from last year, but we also have to realize how much physicality that is going to improve from their standpoint.
Again, talking with the Boonville head coach, Darren Ward, here on WREF. It is the Boonville Football Show, previewing the first game of the season against Paoli, 7:30 on Friday. So still getting ready for that. Now, Coach, my question to you is if you're kind of rubbing the crystal ball for us, how do you expect them defensively to try to counteract what you guys do by way of moving the ball?
Well, I think, number one, I mean, I think every defense is trying to kind of minimize the run game against them. So, you know, they'll want to kind of take that away from us and force us to be a one-dimensional team.
Sure.
Naturally, we want to be able to run the football and mix in our pass and play action stuff. I think they're going to want us to force the ball outside on the edges with different types of sweeps and things like that. And like I said, force us into second and third and long situations so that we become more of a throw team and stuff. And I think they'll dial up some blitzes and try to get the ball out of our hands and out of Grant Davis's hands pretty quickly.
That is the head coach for Boonville football, Darren Ward, the Pioneer Football Show, first of many. And again, 7:30 on Friday, the first game for the Pioneers against Paoli. Coach, thank you so much for doing this. Really looking forward to doing this same time next week.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You got it. With that, you have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, owned by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Pizza Chef, The Freeze Ice Cream, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.